This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now. You see clearly, Jane?
So clearly.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the Good Day program, which is in the air everywhere. That's how you get it. You gotta take it down from somewhere
out
there.
Just reach up and grab it.
Yeah, right. That's it. You'll turn your days into, instead of having a harsh day, you'll have a good day thinking about some of the things that we talk about, bring your attention to. If you have small children, what's your routine like? Speaking of routines, you have small children, Jay. What do you wrap your day around them? I guess you probably do, right? It's the most important thing in your life.
For the most part.
Yeah, right. And that's what it ought to be. It's important to have a good job and to enjoy your work. But if you have a family, that routine at the beginning of the day, and I speak from experience because I didn't have this, I cherish it, bless those who take good and healthy care of their children, getting them ready for the day. Matt Miles, my grandson, and I were talking about this on Sunday. How does he start his day? Because he gets up at 6 o'clock and he gets the bus at 10 minutes to 7 to go to school. So I said, what do you do for that hour? And he said, I brush my teeth and wash my face and get dressed and have breakfast and read a book and that kind of stuff.
That's nice. You just go at a leisurely pace. Starting your day off all rushed and already late and behind, it changes your mood for the entire day.
Yeah. It sure does. Makes you feel very strange. Uncomfortable, even. You're depriving yourself of some. Those people who stay up late and they read or they watch TV or whatever, maybe go out or whatever it is. Yeah, it's okay if that's what you want, but it's not a comfortable routine.
And
there's something to be said. No. Something to be said for a routine, and that's kind of what I'm underscoring here. All right, so we've got a lot of mom news here. Let's go through some of the things that are about moms or affect moms. Here's a family, of a Florida woman who was killed. She was struck by lightning outside of a school. She was picking up her children from school, speaking of school. And so the lawsuit charges these county officials with negligence. Nicole Tedesco was her name. She was hit by a bolt of lightning by picking up her children at school.
Mm-hmm. And her kids were close.
Husband.
They were running to her. I think one of the daughters they got injured. The family dog was injured. The mom was the only one killed.
But why are they suing the school? What is there about the school facility?
They're saying that there wasn't enough protection, that there should have been an awning or something. But they're a family that lost a loved one, and they're hurting. And these children are absolutely, they're going to be traumatized the rest of their life.
Sure.
The question is, even if there was an awning, what could have stopped a bolt of lightning from hitting this woman or somebody else when they're walking back to their vehicle?
Yeah.
Because you can't have an awning over the entire parking lot.
Nah, this is one of those freaks of nature thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, even though it's interesting and it's sad, I don't see. The lawsuit says that the school board owed a legal duty to this woman to protect her. I think that's unreasonable. I think you just pointed it out. It's unreasonable, but it's, it doesn't make them feel any better. And I don't know. Excuse me. How getting money out of it makes them feel better.
Well, because especially just to cover all the costs of everything from her death. I'm sure she was transported by an ambulance, which they would have to pay for. So I don't think they're trying to get, millions of dollars. I think they're just trying to cover a lot of those costs.
Well, let's see how sympathetic.
Even had there been an awning, it's not like there would be one everywhere.
Yeah, I think you need to take this thing apart and see where it goes. But interesting, anyway, from a legal standpoint. Here's another woman, a mom, has $820,000 insurance claim for disabling injuries. The claim was dismissed. She was trying to pull a fast one on the insurance company and didn't get away with it. The insurance company was following her around. She experienced neck and back pain, she said, as the result of a crash in 2017. However, she was seen at Christmas throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition. So, at the end of that.
What kind of debilitating pain allows you to still have the strength to throw a Christmas tree? Those suckers are heavy.
The insurance company said that she was faking her injury. She said, no, I wasn't faking. I was simply trying to live a normal life. Anyway, there are pictures. The insurance company has pictures of this lady throwing the Christmas tree. And the video actually made it to court, showing the woman training her dog. And she wouldn't have been able to do that if she had the injuries that she claimed she had.
One of the things she claimed is that she couldn't lift heavy bags. She couldn't lift anything above a certain weight. And here she is throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition.
Yeah. Sorry. No sale. All right, here's a story of a lady who lost two babies to co-sleeping.
This is heartbreaking.
She's been charged with homicide. This is really, two felonies. The two children died while in bed with her. This lady lives in Muncie, Indiana, charged with reckless homicide and neglect.
Mm-hmm. This happened on two different occasions, too. She lost her first baby, and it's a horrible accident. A lot of parents will co-sleep with their newborns or their infants, which is incredibly unsafe, but sometimes they're not purposely trying to sleep with them. I don't know if this was the first one or the second time, but she was feeding the baby, and she accidentally fell asleep, which happens, especially, and the baby was 2 weeks old, especially in that time period.
So isn't the baby dying enough of a penalty? Or is this legitimate?
I think because it happened a second time.
A second time.
That's why it becomes an issue, because it's like, okay, this happened again. But this woman, this poor woman lost her children, her babies, twice on two separate occasions. But again,
she
it is one of those
that
things that sometimes it happens by accident, where somebody is holding the baby and their lack of sleep and they accidentally fall asleep on the couch and roll on top of the baby. That's why you're not supposed to co-sleep when they're below a certain age, because they can't move if they do get into a situation where there's something on top of them or causing them not to be able to breathe and suffocating. They can't wiggle their way free.
We're focusing on moms in the news here on Good Day. Here's a real-life drama playing out in Florida with an advocate for traditional family values fighting to keep her position on a school board after details about her role in a sex scandal involving her husband and another woman came to light.
Yeah, why is that a scandal?
What
floats her boat in her marriage? She had a threesome with her husband. She wasn't cheating.
Yeah.
He wasn't cheating. Why is that anyway?
So how did it come to light? I guess that would be my question.
Yeah, that is another good question.
Right? Who found out? So this person who is the leader of the organization Moms for Liberty, this is in the Sarasota area, by the way, she's being recalled because of the scandal that we're talking about here. But the board members don't have the authority.
Is she on the school board? Yeah, she's on the school board. That's
I believe
she's
also on the board of Moms for Liberty.
I don't think that group is trying to kick her out. I think it's whatever her school
is. No, it's a school board.
It makes me wonder, is her husband facing any consequences for being the other member of this marriage that was in the sexcapade?
Yeah. Sexcapade. Oh, I like that word. The saga began when this lady's husband, her name is Bridget Ziegler, his name is Christian, he was removed as Florida's Republican Party chairman after being accused of a sexual assault by some woman who said the couple had been involved with her. So anyway, they've been friends for a long time, and they apparently have had a lot of this activity. And then the woman, for whatever the reason, decides she doesn't like it anymore. I don't know whether, you know, who knows what the really the reason for that is. They've done it. Apparently, they did it a lot, dozens of times. And they just, I want to know, though, I want to know how this stuff got, who made the video recording, and how did it get public? How did it become public?
Well, I think after she admitted to the sexual relationship. Because
admitted to whom?
Accusing
Why?
Her husband of rape.
Really? That sounds like it.
Which, I mean, it still begs the question, and not the question, but it's still, you know, to reiterate the statement, too, of you can have sex with somebody, and it can be both parties agree to it and all of that stuff, and then one person says no one time, and the other person doesn't stop pushing because they've always had sex before. That's still rape. No means no. Always.
Yep. No always means no. Yep. All right, got one more of these mommy stories. This lady's from Washington, forgot to check a lottery ticket. Here's another one of these. We've had one of these stories every day this week. Lady checks it after a reminder from her husband. And today, because she did check it and her husband said, come on, look at the numbers. They now have $135,000 that they didn't have yesterday. this lady is actually, she's a professional electrician. She'd gone into a grocery store, buy some stuff for dinner, decided to purchase a hit five game ticket from the lottery, went to the vending machine, this game, you pick five numbers between 1 and 42. It's like a regular lottery, right? Each play is a dollar. And some, you know, sometimes it can be a quick pick, sometimes it's a number that you come up with. Anyway, her husband, they were purchased in February of last year, and it wasn't until recently that he saw, I guess, the lottery, these tickets have, they kind of glow in the dark. See lottery regional office where, anyway, 135,000 smackers, good for them. 18 after on Good Day.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-900-6177 to speak to an expert. That's 800-900-6177.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you can save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And roses. Let's go to a social media discussion here on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We take time at least once during every program to look at the technical side of social media, not just things that are trending, but stuff that goes viral, like this spat between a chef and a diner. Ooh. And the death threats. So this is a chef in Boston with a history of making headlines. A dissatisfied activist from New York whipped up a social media flame war, death threats. This is, talk about bad taste in somebody's mouth. So this is a complicated, maybe it isn't so complicated. I look at it and I think it's complicated. Jay, do you think this is complicated, this owner of the table.
I don't think it's complicated. I definitely see where both people are coming from, but the way it was handled is just messy. But then you have the issue with the death threats. So you have a Boston chef who is a business owner, has a restaurant, and then this couple from New York who had planned a trip to Boston, they ended up having to cancel everything at the last minute, cancel the hotel, cancel their flights and all of that, cancel the travel, cancel their restaurant. They were going to go to this restaurant, which is really nice, and there is a $250 cancellation fee if you cancel within 24 hours. Unfortunately, they had to cancel because...
Cancellation is $250 for two people and a reservation?
Yeah, a lot of nice restaurants. Yeah, a lot of nice restaurants where you will be spending a lot of money, they have a cancellation fee if you don't cancel within enough notice. But the reason
no surprise, I don't know about this restaurant in Boston.
They canceled the trip because the guy got, he was ill. He had to be rushed to the emergency room. He was hospitalized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when his husband called the restaurant about the charge, somebody on staff was like, well, if there's a problem with it, you can always call your insurance agency for your travel protection, all of that stuff. So they contacted their travel agency regarding the travel, or their insurance agency regarding all of the travel protections, and that was one that they were able to get their money back. Unfortunately, that money was then taken from the restaurant, and the restaurant owner went to social media, searched this guy out, and then sent him a direct message saying, like, thanks for, you know, messing over my business. I'm a small business owner. Think twice next time you book and decide to cancel, blah, 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 blah. And so the...
Get a life.
Yeah, so the guy who received that message responded with a lengthy message of, you know, they were kind of appalled that this person took the time to do this and explain the situation, and then posted that interaction to social media. What you have... other people who jump in on this and are sending death threats, and they're siding with the restaurant owner and sending death threats to the guy, siding with the guy, sending death threats to the restaurant owner. It got to the point where the restaurant owner says, if you look them up on Google, it says they're closed. They are not taking reservations, even though they are still open. If you go to OpenTable, you can't book a reservation. They're not, they just aren't available. But if you know this place and you frequent this place and are, you know, a fan of this place, you can still go there. They've had to completely change their business model because of these death threats.
Really?
Like, people who have no business being involved in this situation are inserting themselves into the situation.
Yeah. Way too much of that. You need people who got way too much time in their hands. All right, we posted a question at the Good Day Facebook page. When times to best buy dates on products? I guess the basic question here is, do you pay attention? Do you follow strictly, you know, use it by or buy it by or whatever, when it comes to food mostly, right? And,
Do you use the best buy?
Right. Yeah.
As a suggestion?
So Debbie says, I throw it out. My husband, however, will eat it even if it has green hairs growing on it. He can smell things like sour milk. It's good for your soul. I guess that maybe that would be it. Well, Debbie, congratulations on having a tough husband. Good for you. 28 after the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Pictures used to be big.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
That's a kind of an old-timer, an old flame, if you will. I think we've heard that. We all have heard some of these things from time to time. If you didn't know what that was from, it's Sunset Boulevard, the great plays about life in Los Angeles, back in the day, if you will. Now, 35 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Items we may discuss in this half hour include a focus on what's going on in New York City, in St. Louis, and actually the story about Macy's, the economy, is on people's minds. And so we hear lots of stories, the good stuff, the economy is roaring. Story today, Jay, in the Washington Post, focusing on why we have a strong economy And the analysts at the Post say it's because of immigration, which I find interesting. Their theory is that immigration has propelled the U.S. job market further into a real strong zone, much further than anybody had expected. So it's because of immigration that what happened during the pandemic had sent everybody into the ozone, right? That seems to be over. The momentum picked up this past year because of the labor market's extraordinary growth, and that came from foreign-born workers. And I'm looking at the data. The story focuses on the Economic Policy Institute's analysis of foreign-born labor force, the force that is so much more prevalent in our country now than it used to be. Now, part of this research focuses on the fact that immigrant workers will work for less. Therefore, the companies make more money. There's more money to drive
each other. That.
Yeah.
And doesn't that, it makes the companies the problem.
There's too much immigration that's not supervised. But the other side of it is seeing how this country has changed so dramatically. It really has been a dramatic change, even in the last 10, 12 years. I can see it in my town, how much the Brazilian influence here is. We have the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil in any community in the country. They have come. They're good workers, for sure. They contribute to the economy. They're buying houses all over the place in my community, building houses, because they all pool their money together. So they may buy a house that has four bedrooms, and there'll be four families living in the house. And so, you know, are you supposed to stop that? Is there supposed to be a law against it, yada, yada? That's only one of the things, though. It is a very polarizing issue. Earlier, we were talking about immigration problems. I was with the death of when was that? In the park in Georgia, I think, right? If I remember the story correctly. And so you have the good and the bad, which is true of any population, no matter what its basis, right? There's going to be people. It's just maybe what we're uncomfortable with is how the face of the country has changed. And the fact that there are so many immigrants, what gets me going, A, the business about it being, the illegals coming in here and who knows what they're doing. We were talking about the Chinese and whether, you know, they're cooking up an army. That was Jennifer's theory. Then, you know, the other people that are just coming here because it's a good, strong economy and they can do better than they can in their own home. That's, you know, that's part of it. But then there's the other part of it that is the most annoying part for me is going into a restaurant or going into a store and the people behind the counter can't speak a lick of English. You're here, you want to work, that's all right, I guess that's okay if you can contribute. But it seems it's just, I turn around and walk out now. I just don't do it. I will not go into a place where I want to spend my money and
not
have somebody.
Is it that they can't speak English or the accent is too thick? Because I've noticed that a lot of people get frustrated when they can't understand through the accent, even though they are speaking perfect English.
Well, it's not perfect. You can't understand it. That would be my first reaction to that.
Well, it's because of the accent.
Theory. That may be.
There are times I can't understand Southern people because of the accent. They are definitely speaking English.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's the same thing. I don't. In my mind, it's not. Maybe it is. I think that accents, we have so many interesting regional accents. I talk to people from Baltimore versus the people from Pennsylvania versus the people from Minnesota.
Or the sayings, just the different sayings across the board. Can always be so fascinating where it's like, what did you just say?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. It's just, it annoys me. And that's all I can tell you. It just annoys me. But you look at some of the things that are going on in the economy. I made reference to Macy's. They are closing 150 stores over the next 3 years, 50 each year, it would seem. Now, Macy's bought up all of the other, pretty much there's no department store in the country. There used to be a bunch of them regional, national, but now it's all, some of them, they own Bloomingdale's, so they're going to move some of the stores themselves into the Bloomingdale brand. So where there was a Macy's, there will be a Bloomingdale's. It's a higher-end store for sure. Do you go to Bloomingdale's? Do you go to Macy's? Where do you shop when you go to a department store, Jay?
I'm an online shopper, so I will typically do online, but I will do Macy's. I will do Bloomingdale's. I like Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah. Yeah, Nordstrom Rack. I'm not a shopper, so I can't tell you. Although, you know, I mean, I'm a daily goods buyer, if you will. Mm-hmm. I go to, you know, I consume things where it's a grocery store. I don't buy, you know, I'm not a clothes guy, as you can tell by looking. I'm not that interested in fashion, shall we say. But there, you know, a lot of people who are big supporters, they go in the women's department, the men's department, the bedding department, the mm-hmm. you know, pots and pans, the home stuff. That's why they call it a department store, because they bring everything sort of together in one store. Yeah, exactly.
See, and I find that a little bit overwhelming. That's why I like shopping online, because I'm typically looking for, like, I wear, my clothes are always black, or maybe they're gray, a few white things, but they're very basic colors, and I don't want to have to sift through things that I'm not looking for. I want to just hit the filters, hit exactly what my size is, what colors I'm looking for, all of those things, what fabric I want, and then I want it to give me a smaller list that I could go look through.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're in danger of going bankrupt. You remember the JCPenney and Neiman Marcus, I've always called them Needless Markup, they filed for bankruptcy protection, and they became, when they got out of bankruptcy, they were much smaller stores. And they're doing okay, I think, now. They had to, you know, push off some of the debt, some of the things. But this is all a result, probably, in part anyway, of going online. As you just said, you like to shop online. So it's changed the whole industry. I don't know. How much stuff does Macy sell online? That's not me. When I'm shopping, I want to go see the stuff, but that's me. Mm-hmm. What did you say, Jay?
I said I think a lot.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the fate of Macy's. So two interesting economic stories. Let's go to New York City. The mayor, Mr. Adams, has called for modifying the city's status as a sanctuary city. This is one of the most ridiculous things in our country. Here we go back. How much do we talk? This is. I'm just thinking about this now. How much time have we devoted today, and how much time do we devote in general to talking about immigration, illegal or otherwise, or migrants, and how they're changing the face of our country? There's another story here. The mayor of New York City wants to modify the laws that make New York a sanctuary city. Migrants who commit serious crimes should be deported. The city should be able to communicate with federal ICE agents. We shouldn't be allowing people who are committing crimes to remain here. And apparently the law doesn't allow them to collaborate with ICE. I don't understand that. Why is that? What is that? Is that something unique? It's news to me. I didn't know. I thought police always were calling ICE. If they come across somebody that shouldn't be there and they need to be deported, and then don't the police, what's the issue for that, I guess? Anyway, the city council says they don't want to change the law. Well, that goes back to blah, blah, Blasio in 2014. There are a few city councilmen who say this would be a welcome change. The Legal Aid Society of New York is alarmed by this, so that must mean this is good, because these people stick up. This is the outfit that represented the illegal ran over a woman in Los Angeles County. I think it was last year or the year before. This guy was drunk, and he got into a car and was going 85 miles an hour. A woman crossing the street, and he ran her over and killed her. And they found him because the car crashed because he was so drunk. And this Legal Aid Society represented him. See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, Jay, when you think, I know you do, and it's okay, because this is, you need to say what you want to say and think what you want to think. I just think we're, maybe it's my, is it my, am I fixated on this? Am I really over, going over the top with it? It's a reality, and you're not going to stop all these immigrants from coming here. The people that are involved in the workforce and what that's doing for the economy, and maybe we should be thankful for them because the economy is buzzing along. It's a double-edged sword, two sides to this, no question about it. So, anyway. Okay, Doug, let's go on to what's going on in St. Louis. This is really weird. The company that provides school buses in St. Louis has a black mechanic. And the district said that this guy found a noose at his workstation. So the drivers stopped work to show support for him. Who does this in 2024? For God's sakes, the Civil War was over in 1865. So the St. Louis drivers stopped working. A lot of the people in the public schools stopped working. Apparently everything was shut down for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is pretty upsetting to see this sort of thing happen in 2024. People are that ignorant. They put a noose in front of the workstation because he's a black guy. What kind of a message does that send to the children that are going to school there as much as anything else? You can see that the social media posting of this noose.
It raises the discussion. Being not, just not being racist isn't enough. You have to be against racism, anti-racist.
Very frustrating. 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The six strips of applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Or participate in the U.S. Wendy's.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let's dig around in the dog and cat world. Your pets are our focus here on the Good Day program with Warren Eckstein, who is the head honcho at thepetshow.com. He and his wife have this fabulous enterprise that brings information to most of the states that carry your program, carry my program. So that's a good thing. You can find out more about the Pet Show at thepetshow.com. And also, as Warren talks about this fabulous combination of hugs and kisses, combination of vitamins and minerals, a supplement that is available for your cat and for your dog, you go to hugsandkisses.com. I'm sure you can find it at petshow.com as well. This is a proprietary blend of things that I wouldn't, Daisy wouldn't be without this. And I use them, they're like treats. When she does something that I like or that's good, she'll go over and sit. She knows where the canister is that has the hugs and kisses, and she just sits there and looks at it.
They know. I'm telling you, they know. They know.
They do know. Right, exactly. All right, here's some research, Warren. I'd like your take on the link that's been discovered between brain tumors that have been found in humans and brain tumors that have been found in dogs. How could that be? This is research done by one of the Texas A&M schools, the vet schools down in, obviously, in Texas. One of the professors of neurosurgery is one of the principal investigators. And he said they're trying to develop novel treatments that can be used both in humans and in dogs, which I find pretty interesting.
You know, Doug, it's first of all, Texas A&M, one of the top vet schools in the country, and they do have some great neurological veterinarians there. Here's my take on it, and this is going to sound a little off the wall. Dogs have been living with us since we've been walking upright, and they've been domesticated for the most part since we've been walking upright. In the wild, the stresses are entirely different than the stresses of living in a human environment. So somewhere down the line, I honestly believe internally that some of the medical issues that people encounter are ultimately going to go from one end of the leash to the other end of the leash based on the fact that we're exposed to the same environmental issues, the same stresses in life. Let's face it, for example, Doug comes home, has a horrible meeting, he's in a bad mood. Yeah, you love your dog, but you can fool me, but you can't fool Daisy. So the bottom
demonic of the stresses and the anxieties. We all know what a toll that takes physiologically on us. So I believe that somewhere, and this is just speculation on my part, but I believe part of it may be due to the fact, and may be our fault. It may be our fault.
Yeah. All right, so then let's go one step further with this, if we can. Here's the story of a guy in Colorado who died after he was bitten by a pet Gila monster. And my question is, why would you have a Gila monster as a pet? They're venomous, they're dangerous, and this is a story proof positive about having one of these things. These are lizards. So I guess I'm betting you have an interesting take on stuff like this.
I'm not a big fan of people that keep exotic pets. I think exotic animals should be exotic in the wild. However, you know, having handled many Gila monsters in my life, and for the most part, they're relatively mellow lizards, and for the most part, their venom is not deadly. So there's some speculation that the venom might have been part of it, but there might have been some other medical issues going on. Bottom line is this: if you don't know what you're picking up, just don't pick it up. It's that simple. You know, it could be a snake, it could be
Hello.
And Gila monsters, first of all, Gila monster, I believe I may be wrong in this, but I believe the Gila monster is the only venomous lizard in America. I believe that to be true.
Yeah. All right.
Now it's rattlesnake season. You got to be careful of rattlesnakes, too.
Yeah.
Keep your dog, if you're taking a walk, keep going up here. Yeah.
You have rattlesnakes where you moved to Arizona.
Oh, absolutely. Rattlesnakes. And remind me, in a couple of months, I'm going to tell you the story of the 3 days I spent in the hospital in San Francisco after being bitten by a rattlesnake.
You want to tell us that story now?
It was my fault, Doug. I was doing a segment on a show called Mac and Muttley. I was doing a segment on rodents, and I was handling all these rodents. Then I jumped into another segment where I was handling snakes. I didn't have any opportunity to wash my hands. I forgot. I smelled like a rodent. The snake grabbed me.
The snake bites.
Bottom line is,
there you go.
Painful thing I ever had in my life.
Ooh. Really?
Oh, horrible.
Okay.
But it wasn't the snake's fault. Right. It was Warren's fault.
No, yeah. All right, Customs and Border Patrol, dog sniffing out some luggage, somebody traveling from Africa with mummified monkeys. Where do we go with that one?
Why would you have? Maybe the guy was a researcher of some kind. I don't know, but why to declare it? I mean, I'm sure that it's not against the law to bring a mummified monkey into a country, but declare it. The dogs are amazing. The sense of smell of a dog, which by the way you know is my specialty, their sense of smell is so much better than ours. They have something called the Jacobson's dog, and we'll talk about in the future why they smell better.
All right, why they smell at all? In a manner of speaking, take a bath, Warren Eckstein. From the Pet Show, check out his Pet Show, petshow.com. Listen to it online at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.